See, to me, you go in the health club, you see all these people, and they're working out, and they're training, and they're getting in shape. But the strange thing is, nobody's really getting in shape for anything. The only reason that you're getting in shape is that so you can get through the workout. So we're working out so that we'll be in shape for when we have to do our exercise. This is the whole thing. The other thing I don't get about it is why we're so careful about locking up our dirty towels and smelly jockstraps. What exactly is the black market on these disgusting gym clothes? I'll give my car to any valet guy in front of a restaurant because he's got a short red jacket. Yeah, he must be the valet guy. I don't even think about it. But my stinking putrefied gym clothes, I got one of these locks. You can put a bullet through it and it won't open. That stuff is safe.
Wide open. I was wide open underneath. I had 3 inches on that guy. You two were hogging the ball.
Me? It wasn't me. I never even saw the ball. All you do is dribble.
I have to dribble. If I give it to you, you just shoot. You're a chucker.
Oh, chucker.
That's right. Every time you get the ball, you shoot.
I can't believe you called me a chucker. No way I'm a chucker. I do not chuck. Never chuck. Never have chuck. Never will chuck. No chuck.
You chuck?
Kramer, am I a chucker?
Oh, you're a chucker.
God, I'm a chucker. All these years I've been chucking, you never told me?
Well, it's not an easy thing to bring up.
Hey, you know, this is the first time we ever saw each other naked.
Believe me, I didn't see anything.
Oh, you didn't sneak a peek?
No, did you?
Yeah, I snuck a peek.
Why?
Why not? Hey, what about you, George?
Yeah, snuck a peek. It was so fast, I didn't see anything. It was just a blur.
I made a conscious effort not to look. There's certain information I just don't want to have.
I gotta go meet Newman. All right.
I'll see you later.
All right, see you.
Have a good one.
All right.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Does he have to stretch in here?
You know who that is?
Well,
that's Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez? The baseball player?
Yeah, that's him.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Wow. Keith Hernandez. He's such a great player.
Yeah. He's a real smart guy, too. He's a Civil War buff.
I'd love to be a Civil War buff. What do you have to do to become a buff?
So Biff wants to be a buff. Well, sleeping less than 18 hours a day would be a start.
You know, I only got 2 weeks left of unemployment. I got to prove I've been looking for a job to get an extension.
Hey, should we say something to him?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he loves to hear from fans in the locker room.
Why, he could say hello to me. I wouldn't mind.
He's Keith Hernandez. You're Jerry Seinfeld.
So?
What, are you comparing yourself to Keith Hernandez? The guy's a baseball player, Jerry. Baseball.
I know what he is. I recognize him. You didn't even notice him.
What, you're making some wisecracks in a nightclub? The guy was in game 6, 2 runs down, 2 outs, facing elimination.
Excuse me. I don't want to disturb you. I'm Keith Hernandez, and I just want to tell you what a big fan I am. I love your comedy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to do what you do.
Do what I do? You're one of my favorite ball players of all time.
Mine, too.
I love that bit about Jimmy Olsen.
Really? Thank you.
You know, Keith, what I've always wondered is if, with all these ball clubs flying around all season, wouldn't you think there'd be a plane crash?
Are you performing anywhere in New York right now?
Yeah, I perform at this club on the East Side. You should come in.
Yeah, but think about it. 26 teams, 162 games a season. You would think eventually an entire team would just get wiped out.
You know, I live on the East Side.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you my number and just give me a call. Tell me whenever you want to go.
Or maybe just to get together for a cup of coffee.
Oh, that'd be great.
Huh? It's only a matter of time.
Who Chuck.
It's been 3 days and he hasn't called.
Well, maybe you should call him.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't know. I just feel like he should call me.
What's the difference?
You don't understand, Elaine. I don't want to be over anxious. If he wants to see me, he has my number. He should call.
Ugh. Look at this asterisk. I hate cigarettes.
I can't stand these guys. You give your number to them, and then they don't call. Why do they do that?
I'm sorry, honey.
I mean, I thought he liked me. I really thought he liked me. We were getting along. He came over to me. I didn't go over to him.
No.
Why did he come over to me if he didn't want to see me? I mean, here I meet this guy, this great guy, this
right.
ball player.
Yeah.
Best guy I ever met in my life.
I know.
Well, that's it. I'm never giving my number out to another guy again.
Sometimes I've given my number out to guys, and it takes them a month to call.
Ha! Good. Well, if he's calling in a month, he's got a prayer.
You know, maybe he's been busy. Maybe he's been out of town.
Oh, what, they don't have phones out of town? I love how people say they're too busy. Too busy? Pick up a phone. It takes 2 minutes. How can you be too busy?
Let's just go ahead and call him.
Well, I can't call here. It's a coffee shop. I mean, what am I going to say to him?
Just ask him if he wants to get together.
For what, dinner?
Dinner's good.
Don't you think that's coming on a little too strong? Isn't that like a turn-off?
Jerry, he's a guy.
Very confusing. And you're in your 30s. It's very hard to make a new friend. Whatever the group is that you've got now, that's who you're going with. You're not interviewing. You're not looking at any new people. You're not interested in seeing any applications. They don't know the places. They don't know the foods. They don't know the activities. If I meet a guy in a club or a gym or something, hey, look, I'm sure you're a very nice person. You seem to have a lot of potential. We're just not hiring right now. Of course, when you're a kid, you can be friends with anybody. You remember when you were a little kid, what are the qualifications? If someone's in front of my house now, that's my friend. They're my friend. That's it. Are you grown up? No? Great. Come on in. Let's jump up and down on my bed. And if you have anything in common at all, you like cherry soda, I like cherry soda, we'll be best friends.
You know, you only have 2 more weeks before your benefits run out.
Yes, and I was hoping perhaps to get a 13-week extension, if that's possible.
So where have you been looking for work?
Well, you know what I've discovered, Mrs. Sokol? It's not so much the looking as the listening. I listen for work. And as I'm looking and listening, I'm also looking. You cannot discount looking. It's sort of a combination. It's looking and listening. Listening and looking. But you must look.
Can you be specific about any of these companies?
Specific? Let's see. I've walked in and out of so many buildings, they all blend in together, right?
But just give me one name.
One name, absolutely. Let's see. There's Vandalay Industries. I just saw them. I got very close to them. Very close.
And what type of company is that?
Latex manufacturing.
And you interviewed there?
Yes, for a sales position. Latex salesman, the selling of latex and latex-related products. They just wouldn't give me a chance. Damn it.
Now, I'm going to need an address and a phone number for this Vandalay company.
You like gum? Because I have a friend in the gum business. I got a gum guy. I make one phone call. I have boxes of gum delivered right to your door.
The address?
You just is. Jose Jimenez. You recognize this?
No.
Jose Jimenez. Very funny. Really, he's very funny.
The address.
Vandalay is 129 West 81st Street. It's a very small industry, Vandalay. It's one of the reasons I wanted to work for them.
A phone number.
That's KL5-8383. Are you planning on calling them soon? Because it's very strange, Howard.
As soon as I'm done with you.
Well, You know what? I'll check in with you next week. I gotta run now because I got a full plate this
afternoon.
Okay. All right. Really good to
pull you back.
It's a par five. So, you know, I step up to the tee. And I hit a beautiful drive right down the middle of the fairway. I mean, you know my hook, right?
Elaine, how about this shirt? Is this okay?
Jerry, he's a guy.
Well, it's a dog leg left, so I play the hook, right? Well, hold on. There's another call.
Jerry!
George?
Kramer, put Jerry on the phone.
Yeah, look, I'm in the middle of something. Call back.
Kramer!
But the phone takes off, and I'm waiting for it to turn. All right, well, I'll talk to Jerry. Yeah. You know, that was Michael and Carol. She's wondering when we're going to come over and see the baby.
Oh, see the baby. Again with the baby.
Who are they?
Oh, this guy used to live in the building. They keep calling us to see the baby.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby? Can't they just send us a tape?
No, maybe if they wait a few more months, there won't be a baby anymore. Then you won't have to see it.
Because they'll be all grown up.
Yeah.
Hey, Kramer, what do you think of this shirt?
I'm too busy.
It looks like you're trying too hard to make an impression on him. You're not being yourself.
What guy?
I know, he's just a guy, but I really liked him. Who are you talking about? Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez?
Keith Hernandez!
Do me a favor, would you? Would you change lanes? Would you get out of this lane? You gotta get out of this lane. This lane stinks. They're all double parked. Please, get out of this lane. I'm begging you. Please. You know what? Bad mistake. My mistake. Do me a favor. Go back to the other lane. Your lane was better. Forget this lane. This lane stinks. Go back to the other lane. Yeah. Bad mistake.
Go. Make this money. Go on. That's it. Get out. Let me get out. Get out of this cab. I'm not getting out of this cab. No. You cannot let me out. Stop.
Hello, Newman.
I hate you. Hate him.
I despise him. Why? I'll tell you why.
Now, let me tell it.
No, you can't tell
you
it.
You always tell it.
All right, tell it.
You just tell it.
June 14th, 1987. Mets, Phillies. We're enjoying a beautiful afternoon in the right field stands when a crucial Hernandez error opens the door to a five-run Phillies ninth, cost the Mets the game.
Our day was ruined. There was a lot of people, you know, they're waiting by the players' parking lot. Now, we're coming down the ramp. Newman was in front of me. Hernandez was coming toward us. As he passes us, Newman turns and says, "Nice game, pretty boy." Hernandez continued past us up the ramp.
Then, a second later, something happened that changed us in a very deep and profound way from that day forward.
He spit on us. And I screamed out, "I'm it!"
Then I turned and the spit ricocheted off him and it hit me.
Wow, what a story.
Unfortunately, the immutable laws of physics contradict the whole premise of your account. Allow me to reconstruct this, if I may, from Miss Bennett, as I've heard this story a number of times. Newman, Kramer, if you'll indulge me. According to your story, Hernandez passes you and starts walking up the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say you were struck on the right temple. The spit then proceeds to ricochet off the temple, striking Newman between the third and the fourth rib. The spit then came off the rib, made a right turn, hitting Newman in the right rib, causing him to drop his baseball cap. The spit then splashed off the wrist, pauses in midair, mind you, makes a left turn,
and lands on Newman's left thigh. That is one magic loogie.
Well, that's the way it happened.
What happened to your head when you got hit?
Well, my head went back to the left.
Say that again.
Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the spit could not have come from behind. That there had to have been a second spitter. Behind the bushes on the gravelly road. The spitter was behind you as you claim. That would have caused your head to pitch forward.
So the spit could have only come from the front and to the right.
But that's not what they would have you believe.
I'm leaving. Jerry's a nut.
Wait. The sad thing is, we may never know the real truth.
Did anybody call here asking for Vandalay Industries?
No, what happened to you?
All right, listen closely. I was at the unemployment office, and I told them I was very close to getting a job with Vandalay Industries, and I gave them your phone number. So now, when the phone rings, you have to answer, Vandalay Industries.
I'm Vandalay Industries?
Right.
What is that?
You're in latex.
Latex?
Right.
And what do I do with latex?
I don't know. You manufacture it.
Right here in this little apartment?
And what do I say about you?
You're considering hiring me for your latex salesman.
I'm going to hire you as my latex salesman?
Right.
I don't think so. Why would I do that?
Because I asked you to.
If you think I'm looking for someone to just sit at a desk, pushing papers around, you can forget it. Enough headaches just trying to manufacture this stuff. Yeah.
Keith.
All right, we're coming down.
Keith Hernandez?
Yeah, come on, Elaine, let's go.
Where are you going?
Give me a ride downtown. You know, there had to have been a second spitter, but who was it? Who had the motive?
That's what I've been trying to figure out the past 5 years.
What the hell are you two talking about?
Oh, that was really fun, thanks.
Yeah, it really was.
Should I shake his hand?
Well, hey, you want to catch a movie this weekend? Have you seen JFK? No, I haven't.
This weekend, wow.
Sure, that would be great.
Damn, I was too over-anxious. He must have noticed that.
I mean, if you want to. Well, how about this Friday? Yeah, Friday's okay.
Go ahead, shake his hand. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I've been on The Tonight Show.
Well, good night. Good night. Oh, Jer, by the way, the woman we gave a ride to earlier tonight.
Elaine.
Yeah. What's her story? I don't know. We used to go out. Would you mind if I gave her a call?
For a date?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You got a pen?
I'm sure you don't mind.
So then we went to dinner.
Who paid?
We split it.
Split it? Pretty yeah. Good. Did you talk about game six?
Nah, I gotta wait until it's just the right time. Yeah.
It's Elaine.
Come on up.
So then what?
Nothing. Then he took me home.
Shake his hand?
Yeah.
What kind of a shake does he have?
Good shake. Perfect shake. Single pump, not too hard. You know, didn't have to prove anything, but, you know, firm enough to know he was there.
So, you gonna see him again?
He asked me if I was doing anything Friday night.
Wow, the weekend.
So then, as I was getting out of the car...
Hi!
Oh, hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lane.
So, how was your day?
What?
Dave, it's a guy.
So, you know, he called me.
Already?
Keith called you?
Boy, this guy really gets around.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind at all. Why should I mind? What did he say?
He asked me out for Saturday night.
Oh, you going?
No, I told him I was busy.
Oh, really?
They're going out Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
He's going out with you on Friday?
Yeah.
He's supposed to see me on Friday.
Oh, I didn't know.
We made plans.
Well, I'll cancel it.
No, don't cancel it.
Well, this is a little awkward, isn't it?
Well, frankly, it is.
I've never seen you jealous before.
Well, you're not even a fan. I was at Game 6. You didn't even watch it.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Are you jealous of him or are you jealous of me?
Any Hennigans around here? Vandalay Industries. Kel Varnson speaking. May we help you? Oh, hi, Keith. No, I was just joking around. No, no, I don't mind at all.
No, I can cancel.
Sure, we'll do something next week. No, it's no problem at all. Okay, take it easy. That was Keith. We're going to do something next week.
Hey, what are you doing Friday night?
Friday night? Nothing. Now.
Okay, you want to come with me and see the baby?
No. Fasten your seatbelts. We're going to see the baby.
Come on, if you don't see the baby now, you're never going to see her.
All right, I'll go.
All right.
Yellow. What delay industry?
No.
Vandalay! Vandalay! Now you're way, way, way off. Well, yeah, yeah, that's the right number, but this is an apartment.
No.
What?
Vandalay!
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Be my latex salesman.
Just sign here, please.
I know who it was, too. It was the guy that interviewed me. He was very threatened by me. I mean, why else wouldn't he hire me? I could sell latex like that.
Just sign that.
Who is this?
It's my daughter.
This is your daughter? My God! My God! I hope you don't mind my saying, she is breathtaking.
You think so?
Would you take this picture away from me? Just take it away and get it out of here. Take it away and put it away. Let me just sign this and go.
You know? She doesn't even have a boyfriend.
Okay. Who do you think you're talking to? What is it? You trying to make a joke, Mrs. Sokol? Because it's not funny, I can tell you that.
I'm serious. She doesn't.
You know, it's one thing to not give me the extension, but to tease and to torture me like this. There's no call for that.
Would you like her phone number?
Mrs. Sokol, I don't know what to say. Where should I sign this thing?
No. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Unemployment, it's a tough thing. Even if you get a job after you've been unemployed, they take unemployment out of your check every week and show it to you in that little box. How good can it be for your confidence that every paycheck you get has the word unemployment on it?
You can't get it out of your mind. You just got the job. They're already getting ready for you to be laid off.
I have a friend who's unemployed. He's collecting unemployment insurance. This guy has never worked this hard in his life to keep this thing going. He's down there every week waiting on the lines and getting interviewed and making up all these lies about looking for jobs. If they had any idea the effort and energy that he is expending to avoid work, I'm sure they'd give him a raise. I'm sure. The guy is doing a tremendous job not working.
So tell me more about this game six.
Well, there was two outs,
uh-huh.
Bottom of the 10th.
Yeah.
We're one out away from losing the series. Hello, how are you?
So, what do you think? Do you love her?
Yes, I do love her. You have a very nice place here.
So who do you think she looks like?
Lyndon Johnson.
What? Lyndon Johnson?
He's joking.
No, I'm not joking. She looks like Lyndon Johnson.
Jerry, I can't believe it took you so long to see the baby. I kept saying to Michael, when is Jerry going to see the baby?
I was saying the same thing.
Let's take a picture. Michael, get the camera.
You don't have to take a picture.
I don't know where it is.
It's in the bottom drawer of our dresser. Hurry up! He's such an idiot. Jerry, you want to pick her up?
I better not. I'll pick her up.
Thank you for a wonderful time, George.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I haven't had a Big Mac in a long time.
Billions and billions.
Would you like to come up?
Would I like to come up? I would love to come up. I'm fighting not to. Fighting. Unfortunately, I have to get an early start tomorrow. Gotta get up and hit that pavement.
But it's Saturday. All the offices are closed.
I got me an appointment with a hardware store. I'm not saying I want to do it for the rest of my life, but hardware fascinates me. Wouldn't you love to make a key?
Will you call me as soon as you get home?
Tonight?
Yes.
Well, I call you when I get home. What do you think? You'd kill me. You really kill me.
Well, good night.
It was an accident. Right, Jerry? It was an accident. Oh, she's going to be all right.
My friend's got a baby. Got to see the baby. You've got to come over and see the baby. Nobody ever wants you to come over and see their grandfather, do they? You've got to see my grandfather. You got to see him. He's so cute. 168 pounds, 4 ounces. I love him when they're this age. He's 1,000 months. You know, the mid-80s is such a good time for the grand people. The mid-80s, you got to see him. He went to the bathroom by himself today. You know what's tough about seeing people when they have a baby is that you have to match their level of enthusiasm. You know what I mean? They're always so excited. What do you think of them? What do you think? Just once, I would like to meet a couple that goes, you know, we're not that happy with them, frankly. I think we really made a big mistake. We should have got an aquarium. You want them? We don't even want them. You want them?
Well, thanks for a nice evening. This was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
God, should I kiss her goodnight?
Is he going to try and kiss me? I love Cajun cooking.
Really? You know, my mom's one quarter Cajun.
Oh, my father's half drunk.
Maybe they should get together.
Go ahead, kiss her. I'm a baseball player, damn it.
What's he waiting for? thought he was a cool guy.
Come on, I won the MVP in 79. I can do whatever I want to.
Oh, this is getting awkward.
Well, good night.
Good night. Who does this guy think he is?
I'm Keith Hernandez.
Who else? Mookie. Mookie was there. You know him?
Well, I don't know him. I know who he is.
He's such a great guy. You should meet him. You know, he's the one who got that hit.
I know, he got the hit. He came sick. So then what happened?
Nothing. Then he took me home.
So did you two, have,
What?
No.
Milk?
No.
Cookies?
Did he kiss you goodnight?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
All right. He kissed me, okay?
Well, what kind of a kiss? Was it a peck? Was it a kiss? Was it a long makeout thing?
Between a peck and a makeout.
So you like him?
I don't understand. Before, you were jealous of me. Now you're jealous of him?
I'm jealous of everybody. Hello? Oh, hi. What's happening? What? Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Then, I'll see you then. Yeah, okay. Bye.
Who is that?
That was Keith.
What's going on?
He wants me to help him move.
Help him move? Move what?
You know, furniture.
What did you say?
I said yes, but I don't feel right about it. I mean, I hardly know the guy. That's a big step in a male relationship. The biggest. That's like going all the way.
And you feel you're not really ready for...
Well, we went out one time. Don't you think that's coming on a little too strong?
Hey. What's going on?
Keith Hernandez just asked me to help him move.
What? Well, you hardly know the guy.
What a nerve.
You see, wasn't I right about this guy? Didn't I tell you? Now, you're not going to do it, are you?
I said yes.
You said yes! Don't you have any pride or self-respect? I mean, how can you prostitute yourself like that?
I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to start driving him to the airport?
I'm not driving him to the airport.
Oh, boy, I don't... Hey, Kramer, do me a favor, would you?
What?
Don't mention it to anybody.
I wish you never mentioned it to me.
I had a great time tonight, Carrie. And I will call you as soon as I get home.
Don't bother.
Bother? What kind of bother?
I would prefer it if you didn't.
Hey, is anything wrong?
It's over, buddy. Done. Finished. So long. Goodbye. Adios. Sayonara.
Why?
I've been thinking about it. You got no job. You got no prospects. You're like Biff Roman.
I went to the hardware store interview.
You think I'm going to spend my life with somebody because he can get me a deal on a box of nails?
I thought we were a team.
If I ever need a drill bit, I'll call you.
Carrie, could you do me a favor? Could you not mention this to your mother?
You know, I hate to brag, but I did win 11 straight gold gloves. I wouldn't have brought it up, but since you mentioned it.
I didn't mention it.
Well, I want them anyway.
Well, so what? I mean, you played first base. I mean, they always put the worst player at first base. That's where they put me, and I stunk.
Elaine, you don't know the first thing about first base.
Oh, well, I know something about getting to first base. And I know you'll never be there.
The way I figure it, I've already been there. And I plan on rounding second tonight at around 11 o'clock.
Well, I'd watch the third base coach if I were you, because I don't think he's waving you in. You know, I hate to say this, but I really think that we're hitting it off. Get it? Get it? What are you doing?
What's that?
You smoke?
Yeah.
I didn't know you smoked.
Is that a problem?
She likes him. I mean, she really likes him.
How do you know?
Who wouldn't like him? I like him, and I'm a guy.
Suppose he's an attractive man.
Forget that. He's a ball player. MVP, 1979. I'm making wisecracks at some nightclub. This guy was in game six. They're a perfect match. They, like, go together. They're like one of these brother and sister couples that look alike.
I hate those couples. I could never be one of those couples. There are no bald women around, you know?
You know, I know this sounds a little arrogant, but I never thought she'd find someone she liked better than me. But, you know, I guess I had my chance, and that's that.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd really like to have sex with a tall woman. I mean, really tall, like a giant. Like 6'5".
Really?
What was the tallest woman you ever slept with?
I don't know, 6'3".
Wow. God. See, this is all I think about, sleeping with a giant. My life's ambition.
So I guess it's fair to say you've set different goals for yourself than, say, Thomas Edison, Magellan, these types of people.
Magellan? You like Magellan?
Oh, yeah, my favorite explorer. Around the world, come on. Who do you like?
I like DeSoto.
DeSoto? What did he do?
He discovered the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, like they wouldn't have found that anyway.
All right. I gotta go down to the unemployment office. You wanna take a walk?
No, I can't. I got some stuff to do, and then I gotta meet Keith at my apartment at 3. I'm helping him move.
What? The guy asked you to help him move? Wow.
I know. Isn't that something?
He's got money. Why doesn't he just pay a mover?
I don't know. He's got some valuable antiques. He's worried they'll break something.
The next thing you know, he's going to have you driving him to the airport.
I'm not driving him to the airport.
I gave everything I could, Mrs. Sokol, and nothing was good enough for her.
Sign here, please.
I don't know who she's looking for. I don't know. I'll tell you something. She's very particular, your daughter. Very particular. What, is she looking for some big hotshot businessman? Well, I've got my pride, too. I'm not going to beg her.
All right, just sign it. People are waiting.
You like baseball?
That was autographed by the 86 Mets. I saw every inning that year.
It's funny, because I happen to be very good friends with Keith Hernandez.
You know Keith Hernandez?
No. Would you like to meet him?
Oh, come on. Come on.
I can produce Keith Hernandez right here within the hour.
All right. You got 1 hour.
All right. This is this. I and my good pal, Keith Hernandez, will be right back.
I'm 29 West 81st Street, and hurry. Or not.
You better bring your gloves. It's freezing out there. It shouldn't take too long. I'd say maybe, 4 hours. Really, though, Jared, there's not that much. First, we got the bedroom. We got two dressers in the bed.
Is there a box spring?
What's that?
Is there a box spring?
Yeah, there's a box spring, but it's attached to the headboard, and we'll have to take that apart. Then we got the couch.
Is that a sectional?
Yeah, 12 pieces. A marble coffee table.
Is that a thick marble?
3 inches thick. Got it in Italy. But the big problem is going to be the convertible sofa. See, when you move it, it tends to open up, so it's going to be real difficult getting it down the stairs.
Stairs? There's no elevator?
No, it's a brownstone, 3 floors.
I'm sorry, I can't do this.
What?
I can't do it, I can't. It's too soon, I don't know you. I can't help you move, I'm sorry, I can't, I just can't.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, you don't remember me.
No, should I?
Yeah, you should. Because I certainly remember you. Let me refresh your memory.
June 14th, 1987. Mets, Phillies. You made a big error, cost the Mets the game. Then you're coming up the parking lot ramp.
You said, nice game, pretty boy.
Ah, you remember.
And then you spit on us.
Hey, I didn't spit it.
Oh, yeah, right.
No. Well, then who was it?
Well, look, the way I remember it, I was walking up the ramp. I was upset about the game. That's when you called me pretty boy. Okay, that ticked me off. I was starting to turn around to say something. And as I turned around, I saw Roger McDowell behind the bushes over by that gravelly road. Anyway, he was talking to someone, and they were pointing at you. I tried to scream out, but it was too late. It was already on its way.
Wow. It was McDowell.
But why? Why McDowell?
Well, maybe because we were sitting in the right field stands cursing at him in the bullpen all game.
He must have caught a glimpse of us when I poured that beer on his head. It was McDowell.
Oh, boy. Look, Keith, we're sorry.
Yeah, I could be sorry, all right?
Oh, the guys, don't worry about
okay.
It. Well, I guess I better get going.
Wait, no. What are you doing?
Well, I gotta move.
You want any help?
I'd love some. You sure?
I'd love to help you move.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, guys, we gotta be careful. Okay. One thing, some of the stuff's very fragile. We're gonna have to handle it like a baby.
Hey, no sweat.
Hello? Oh, hi, Elaine. What's going on? No, he just left.
You broke up with him?
Me too! What happened? Oh, smoking. You know, you're like going out with C. Everett Koop. Nate, I couldn't go through with it. I just didn't feel ready. So what are you doing now? Oh, great idea. Okay, I'll meet you there in like 30 minutes. Okay.
You just left.
What do you need him for?
Kate! Kate! Up here! Look, could you do me a favor? I need you to go to the unemployment office with me. I'm Jerry's friend, the guy from the locker room. I'm the chucker. Take 5 minutes. Wait.
Well, Biff? What's next?
I don't know.
Excuse me. I was walking behind you and you dropped your wallet.
When you're moving, your whole world becomes boxed. That's all you think about is boxes. Where are their boxes? You just wander down the street going in and out of stores. Are there boxes here? Have you seen any boxes?
I mean, it's all you think about. You can't even talk to people because you can't concentrate. Shut up! I'm looking for boxes! It's just after a while, you become, like, really into it. You could smell them. You walk in the store. There's boxes here. Don't tell me you don't have boxes. Damn it, I can smell them! I'm like obsessed. I love the smell of cardboard in the morning. You could be at a funeral. Everyone's mourning, crying around, and you're looking at the casket. That's a nice box. Does anybody know where that guy got that box? When he's done with it, you think I could get that? It's got some nice handles on it. And that's what death is, really. It's the last big move of your life. The hearse is like the van. The pallbearers are your close friends, the only ones you could really ask to help you with a big move like that. And the casket is that great, perfect box you've been looking for your whole life. The only problem is, once you find it, you're in it.